4 CBA Mobile.
SKD, I hope you can hear me. I may not be in a good spot.
I was kind of thinking I might be the one that wasn't in a good spot. But anyway, I guess I am. I hope I am. I'm on this old road that goes through downtown Taylor's. I'm avoiding some of the traffic on Wade Hampton. We live in Taylor's, so I only have to drive less than a mile on Wade Hampton when I come off of this road, and I'll be home.
It's when you can avoid the main roads, it's best to do that. And this guy's pulling out in front of me, and I don't care. I'm going anyway. So, anyway, boy, that was close.
You'll definitely see a lot of crazy driving, and, it makes me wish I still had my old 79 Jeep, and it was back when Jeeps were big. I mean, this is like humongous big Jeep. Had a huge V8, and I feel it was like a... it was right at 400 cubic inches. I can't remember right off the bat, but anyway. And I'd put me a brush guard on the front of that thing, and man, I'd just be slamming into people. Oh me, I probably wouldn't do that, but boy, I sure would be tempted.
They get right on your bumper, and just, people are just arrogant. I mean, they think, some of them think they own the road. And evidently, there's some kind of unwritten rule in the driver's handbook to stay 3 feet off the bumper of the car in front of you.
Yeah, well, there's a two-second rule that works very well. And it works at any speed because it's based on time, and you, so like if you're behind a car and you pass a mailbox or a telephone pole, when the rear end of their car gets to that marker, then you start counting 1001, 1002, and if you get to the marker before 1002, then you're following too close. And see, that works at any speed because the more you speed up, the further your distance will be.
To remember. Yeah, but back when I was taking driver's ed, it was one car length for every 10 miles an hour. And that's what we went by. Anyhow, I'm headed to get some food and go home. I just want to relax a little bit. It's been a quite stressful day. There's about 8 more things I should have got done, but couldn't get to everything.
Let's see if I got the repeater. KB4 CPA. That's why people are rushing around, you know, because they're trying to get stuff done before they get to the house, and they can't get everything done. Oh, me. But my wife's leaving for Charleston in the morning about 6 a.m. We got some friends down there, and she's going to drop off some Christmas presents and spend the night there and then come back Thursday. So I think I'll have me a wow party at the house.
I understand that, KC4SKD. We're talking about gifts. You got to wear, okay, here comes Christmas, and my wife gives me $100, and I give her $100, and my mother-in-law gives me $100, and we give her $100. I said, listen, why don't we just forget all this money's flopping around, just get together, have a good meal, maybe play some board games or something like that and relax for the rest of the day.
You know, if that's what you're going to do is give gift cards or cash, yeah, you might as well just, it's the same amount, you might as well just hang on to it. Because my wife told me, you know, what's mine is hers and what's hers is hers.
Heard that thing before, and they used to do, I'm sure they still videotape weddings, I do a lot of that, but people after the wedding, and they throw the bird seed, the car's gone, and people standing around would offer advice on the tape to married couples, and that's one of the things that was repeated a lot.
I'm actually having to concentrate on what I'm doing here. Well, I'm pulling in, which is pulling into my subdivision, and I'll be pulling in my driveway here in less than a minute, so I'm going to say 73s. You be careful out there, and if I don't talk to you again before Christmas, have a Merry Christmas, and hope Santa's good to you. KP4CPA, clear after your final.
Ride along with me a few minutes. And, I did want to mention to you, I did talk to you about my truck throwing the link code. Well, I finally found out what was wrong with it. It's the mass airflow sensor. And I cleaned it really good and it fixed it, but it's not ripping right, so I got a new one ordered. And that's the problem. But yeah, thanks for riding on a few minutes. Hope you have a good rest of your day, KC4SKD.
You got that figured out, and you got your part coming. Yeah, I'm trying to find somebody to do some touch up work on. My front bumper is plastic. It got scratched down to the, below the paint. It's still plastic, but below the paint it's black. And the bumper is gray, grayish color, light gray. And then I've got a little place on the front of my motorcycle front fender. I can take that off and take it to them. But I can't find anybody that does that kind of work anymore. You have to have the vehicle from that dealership. Well, like I took it to Breakaway Honda today, and they said, did you buy it here? And I said, no. They said, did you buy it from a... I don't know that guy's name, but he's bought up a ton of dealerships here in Greenville. And did you buy it from one of his dealerships? And I said, no, I bought it from Toyota of Easley. And they said that they couldn't do anything unless I bought it, from one of his dealerships.
With you later, KC4SKD.
4ZLE, requesting radio check, please.
Check sounds good. Full quiet and repeater, K2RCL.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm in Townville, South Carolina, talking on a ICOM mobile radio. I appreciate it, sir.
Sounding good on my end. K2RCL is clear.
Okay, I'm Newham, just got my call sign and stuff just a few days ago. I was just testing this radio out.
And welcome to the world of ham radio. It never ends, I can promise you that. Once you start, you won't want to quit. You're on the 610 repeater up on Caesar's Head right now, and most everybody on here is pretty friendly. Easy to get along with. I hadn't had any complaints, and if I have, they hadn't complained to me, so that's all I can say.
Dad, I got enough hobbies to mess with between gunsmithing and drag racing and not having radio, but I appreciate it, man. KQ4ZLE.
KQ4ZLE, good to talk to you. Come back anytime. There's plenty of room on this radio for anybody. KQRCL, and I'm clear.
KQ4ZLE, clear.
4ZLE, this is KQ4ASO.
Following KQ4ZLE, go ahead, sir.
Just one of your hobbies, did I hear you right?
Play with the NHRA, funny car, a good bit.
I figured you was going to be a local guy, but a NHRA, man, that's big-time stuff.
I'm working with Tim Wilkerson, John Forrest, Blake Alexander, Chad Green, and a few others. Been a lot of fun. Really enjoy it.
I do a little bit of local stuff and at Greer and all, but never been to but one big-time race like that. Them guys are, man, it's crazy how fast they are.
Wareshoals, Greer, stuff like that a little bit back in the early days of getting to play with it. But got lucky and just met up with the right person and got to mess with the big boys. KQ4ZLE.
Well, I'm going to get back to the side. I'm in here piddling in the shop, and I just wanted to speak to you. You said you're a new ham. I'm kind of new. I've been doing this, I think, 2 years now, 2.5 years, and it's fun, and I like making long-distance 10-meter contacts, but I got the FM here in the shop. I listen to it when I'm in piddling around. So anyway, I'm going to get off the side and get back to work. Just want to say hello to you, and I will say 73 KQ4ASO.
I just hang around. I'm a retired paramedic firefighter, so I just kind of hang around and goof off with it some now. KQ4ZLE, clear.